Okay, I want to move on to something. If you look at your Sanskrit handout, I'm finding one here.
Did I grab your stuff?
Oh. And go to page 7. Everybody with me there on page 7? In the Maheshwara Sutras. These are the letters when we say that Akshara Samamnayam in the chant, Adigamya Maheshwara. These are the sutras that came off of Shiva's Dhamru, of his drum. That were heard by Panini in this way. Okay? These have to be memorized backwards and forwards. You know? And they're fun to memorize also. But let's just, let me tell you a few things about it. About them. Let's go through. You see the first sutra? Ayun. Ayun.
Ayun.
You're going to have to, when you memorize this, one little thing to point out is that last consonant. You have to be very clear on what it is, because if you look, just glance down, there's sometimes the consonant is nya, sometimes na, na. So you have to know which consonant it is, as we'll see in a minute. But let's look at them. Repeat after me. A-i-un. Vrilik. A-on. A-ouch. A-yavarat. Lun. Nyamangarnanam. That'll be fun to practice. Nyamangarnanam. Chapan. Kartatash. Jabagadadash. Sorry. Because I do this over and over. You'll get really fast at it. Jabagadadash.
Jabagadadash.
Ka pa cha ta ta chatatav.
Ka pa cha ta ta
chatatav.
Chakatav.
Kapai.
Kapai.
Shashasar.
Shashasar.
Hal.
Hal.
Iti. Iti. Maheshwarani Sutrani.
Maheshwarani Sutrani.
Ma. Maheshwarani Sutrani. It's a tadita, it means the sutras that were given by Maheshwara.
Don't we spell Maheshwara as ma or not ma?
But Maheshwara is going to be a tadita, the sutras that were given Maheshwara. So, that belong to, that come from Maheshwara. Okay. So now, let's just read through this and I'm going to teach you what we need to know. The Maheshwara Sutras, also known as the Pratyahara Sutras, that's going to be an important word, Pratyahara Sutras, are 14 in number. So if you were to count these, they're 14. They represent the alphabet in a certain order. The final letters of all the sutras are consonants, and Panini calls them as it letters. The it letters are also called anubandhas. So an anubandha, it means a letter that's attached, connected, and that is called an it letter. We'll see what all this means in a minute. They have been placed there for the sake of forming abbreviations called pratyaharas, okay? The S is anglicized, right? So called pratyaharas. It means that which goes away. That's actually from a sutra, Panini Sutra, that we'll see later. It means that which goes away. Thus, it letters are indicatory letters or tag letters which carry information. After giving out their information, they go away. In the Maheshwara Sutras, their purpose is to mark the end of a pratyahara. Let's read the whole paragraph. Hakaradishu hakaraha uchadanaha. In the sutras, in that which begins with the hakara, in that which begins with a hakara. So if you were to run your finger down to the fifth one down, Hayavarat, this sutra begins with ha. Now, if you look at the sutras that come before, they're all vowels except for the final it letter. Do you see that? But the sutra that begins with the ha is a consonant. And from here on down to the end, these are all sutras for the consonants. So here it says, in that which begins, in those which begin, adi, with the symbol ha, hakara adishu, you see that? Akaraha uchadanaha. The akara is for pronunciation. The hakara is for pronunciation. Uchadana, the hakara is uchadanaha, enunciation. It means for enunciation. So, this is just what I was explaining earlier, but I'll explain this and then we'll go back. If I have this, if you look at this sutra, the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth sutra down, it goes ha, ya, va, ra. Okay? The final consonant is going to be called an it letter, which we'll see all this in a minute, but just for now. So now you have ha, ya, va, ra. The of the ha, the of the ya, the ha, the va, and ha, the ar, of the ra, are only for pronunciation. So the letters that are talked about in the sutras, from the ha all the way down to the bottom, so all the sutras that have consonants in them, all will have an a attached, okay? But all that they're talking about is this. The a is attached there just so you can pronounce it. So uchalana means pronunciation, enunciation, so that you can say it. Okay. So, Lagukata's statement, do you see that? Lagukata is the one who wrote Laghusiddhanta Kalmadi, which is a very abbreviated form of the sutras, and he stated it in this way. So just she's copying it from him, so she's giving him credit for it. So let's read it. The short a that is added to all the consonants in the Maheshwara Sutras is to facilitate enunciation. Okay, so whenever a short a is added, it is not given the status of an it letter. It doesn't mean anything, it's just helping you pronounce. The exception to this is the nasalized ng, which follows la. Now, if you look up the sixth sutra, sometimes that is nasalized. And sometimes it will be, there's a couple of sutras, in fact, where that is being used as an it letter. Okay, so it's just used as being complete here. The exception to this is the nasalized ng, ng, which follows la in the sutra lun. The nasalized un has the status of an it letter. Okay? Now, one more thing.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What does that mean? The nasalized un is the it letter is one that comes at the end.
Except for in lun, go down to the sixth sutra.
Right.
You see the sixth sutra? It's that na is an it letter, but they're saying that this nasalized
is also
functions as an it letter.
Oh, because it's lung. Okay.
So it's kind of a double it letter.
That's right. Yeah.
So ganga and then both of them are it letters.
That's right.
Okay.
Now let me just read this next line here. Pratyahriyante varanaha yasmin saha pratyaharaha. Okay? He's defining in the Sanskrit what pratyaharaha means. That into which letters are compressed. So varnaha means letters. Letters, pratyahriyante, the letters are compressed. Yasmin, into which, into what? Saha, that is called pratyaharaha. So she just translates it literally, that into which the letters are compressed. So varanaha is nominative plural, means letters. Pratyahriyante are compressed. Yasmin, into which. Saha, that is called pratyaharaha. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you what all of these things mean, but did somebody not follow the Sanskrit there? Let me do it one more time. Pratyahriyante means passive. They are compressed. third person plural. Varnaha, the subject, the letters are compressed. The letters are compressed, yasmin. Into what? Seventh case of yed, the correlative. Into which, you can say into which, into what. Saha, that is understood. Pratyahara. That's what it's called. That is a pratyahara. So it's that into which the letters are compressed, that is a pratyahara. So she's defining here, or lagu, the lagukata, not lagukata here, this is actually right out of the text that we have. The pratyahara, she's giving the definition of the pratyaharas. A pratyahara is a condensation of some letters. And we're going to see how that works, what this means. So now look at, if I take these first ones, I'm going to just do the vowels for now. A, E, Un, the first one. R, Lick. These are just the vowel. These are what we call the vowel pratyaharas, okay? Okay, look. These are the sutras. These are the sutras that deal with the vowels. Okay, so ayun, and each one is ending with an it letter. So the vowel is going to be a I u as the it letter na. The it letter is going to be something that demarcates these three letters. That's what this it letter has a function, right? It points out these three letters are included in ayun. I can form, therefore, a pratyahara out of this by saying un. So let me explain. If I take the first letter and the it letter, mm-hmm. right? The first letter and the it letter, it will include all of the intervening letters, including itself. Mm-hmm. So if I say un, that will translate into iun. So this is a pratyahara. It's compressed, these three letters, mm-hmm. into a condensed form, which is made by taking the first letter of the form that you of the group that you want to talk about, and the it letter. So un equals a I un. Mm-hmm. This is the it letter. This is the first letter of the group. So un. Does everybody see it?
Mm-hmm. That's why you have to memorize them.
Yeah, that's why you have to memorize these. Now, what would the pratyahara be just for this sutra? For the sutra. The sutra.
H.
H.
And O is in both.
X.
I.
Aon. I. So far, so good? Now, I'm going to push on a little bit and then we'll experiment with this, but what if I want to include more than just a I, U, what if I want to do all of the simple vowels in a pratyahara? Just all of the simple vowels. I start with where I want to start, and I go to the last it letter. So that would be uk. Start here, wherever you want to start, and then go to the it letter that ends the group. So if I go up, that would be a, I, u, r, l.
So that's ignoring the it letter.
It'll ignore the it letter. It's only whatever it letter you have here is the one that we're concerned with. If I go from here to here, any intervening it letters are not going to count. So say if I say uk, that's going to be a word for all of the simple vowels. You see? Really?
It's very cool.
That's kind
very
of
cool.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
That's a pratyahara of the first two pratyaharas then.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. So you would learn uk as all the simple vowels. Mm. Let me show you another very common one. What do you think this would be?
So that would be E, something that begins with E.
Everything but A.
Uh-huh. You can start anywhere.
Oh.
You can start anywhere. You're not going to start with a pratyahara, because the pratyahara, you're not going to start with an it letter.
So the E only occurs in the very first one? It doesn't come anywhere else?
Nope.
And you know there's no
all the simple vowels except for A.
Yes. Any vowel except A. Any simple vowel except A.
Wait a minute, let me run this through. Any simple vowel.
These are all the simple vowels. A, I, U, R, L. So if I go up, it's going to be A, I, U, R, L.
Except for A.
This one would be with the A. This one would be without the A. Because we're starting here.
But it's not true that all the letters only appear once in the 14 sutras.
Yes, it is, but the...
Ho doesn't.
Ho doesn't, you're right. There's one that doesn't. Ho doesn't, mm-hmm. And also there's a duplication of an 8-letter, I think.
So then if you were to form a pratyahara with the ho, you don't know which, whether you're starting with number 4.
That's right,
the
context takes care of it. That's it. She's, Kiki's mm-hmm. right. They had to put ha in two places. Hayavarat, the fifth sutra down, mm-hmm. and the final sutra is ho, just for ho by itself. Mm.
But maybe you'll know because of the ending 8-letter, right?
Hmm?
Would you know because of the it letter, like which?
Yeah, but you wouldn't know where to begin.
But you don't know where to begin. But the context makes it clear. So it's not. It's only a couple of places where that becomes problematic, but it's by context. Mm-hmm. And also, if you look, there's two it letters, na ayun, and mm-hmm. lun. You see that? So there's a duplication there, but that's the only place I think. But in context, it won't be a problem. Let's work with these for now. I want to make sure. So let me repeat. May I have your attention? Can I have everybody's attention? Yours too.
Yeah. I'm still back on the ayun. I got it. Okay.
I want to repeat it, so that's why I want everybody to pay attention. You can start where you start is going to be the first letter. You can start here, 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 mm-hmm. here, 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 here. Doesn't matter where you start. Mm-hmm. You're not going to start with an it letter, though. You'll start mm-hmm. with one of the vowels. Mm-hmm. This will be true all the way through. So if we start here, and we want to just include the simple vowels, we'd go from here to here. Mm-hmm. If we wanted to include just a-u, we'd go from here to here. Mm-hmm. If we wanted to include just e-u, we'd go from here to here. Like, what if I had this? Mm-hmm. Right? Now, what if I go, what is this? This is one that you'll have to know backwards and forwards. All the vowels. What if I were to do, I'll keep these on here for your reference. What if I were to do another common one? Diphthongs, right? What about this?
Which one did you do?
Ang.
So that would be A O I
R. What are A O? Anybody remember?
A O.
A O.
That's right. They're. But that's not what I mean. They are guttural palatal.
You mean like gunta?
Gunavritti. Anybody remember
gunavritti? Oh, it is the gunas.
Yeah. I didn't expect, I mean, if you, I'm telling you that. Okay. You know gunavritti, this right? A and R, the gunavritti. So aim would be gunavritti. Mm-hmm. Aeon. Mm-hmm. Right? What about H? Pretty letters.
Right.
Okay, Vrindi letters. See that? I ouch.
Also, is that the reason they have it this way, so that they can be easily referenced in those categories?
Yes. Oh, I'll show you. It's going to be so exciting for
it's
you.
Very exciting.
It's so chance. Cool. Yeah. When you start learning the sutras now, and they use these.
Oh, so you can just instead of saying guna letters, you can just say H or.
Yeah, that's right. And it'll be used that way in the sutras.
Wow.
Are we all on board here? So far?
Slowly.
Any questions before I move on?
Could you say them again slowly? All of them? Just say them.
A-i-un.
A-i-un.
Rilik.
A-on.
A-on. I-ouch.
I-ouch.
Ha-ya-va-rat.
Lan.
Nya ma ma na nam.
Nya ma na na nam.
Japanj.
Japanj.
Gha gha tash.
Gha gha tash.
Ja ja ba ga ga tash.
Ja ba ga ga tash.
Ka pa cha. Ka ta cha ta ta.
Ka pa cha ka ta cha ta ta.
Cha ta ta.
Cha ta ta. Cha cha ta ta.
Ka pai.
Ka pai.
Sha sha sa.
Sha sha sa.
Ho.
Ho.
Okay.
No, that's very cool.
Yeah. All right. So I'll tell you, some of the very, very most common ones here are going to be, which would be any of the simple vowels except a. Of course, uch would be all of the vowels, right? Uch. I'll put up over here also for just the simple vowels, but you more often will be seeing speak. Because a lot of times the vowel is excluded from different Sunday rules. H, ing. The best way to, I'm just pointing these out, like what would H be would be all the diphthongs, right? Ing with the guna letters. I-ch would be the vrindi letters. Uch, all of the vowels. Of course, that's going to be a common one. Mm. Everybody getting the hang of it?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Now we're going to do it a little differently. I'm going to write these up on the board. I hope you can see. This is often how they're written across, because it doesn't take up so much room. You can tell me if I make a typo.
So how do you get it
right? Sure, I can say. How you about it? Thank you.
those. So she's just writing these out.
Yeah, because I want to
have them on the board so you can make some pratyaharas. Pa, pa, tra. Tra. Kapai, Shasasan, Home. Ayum, Relic, Aeum, Ayach, Hayavarat, Lan, Nyamalananam, Japan, Ghatadash, Jabagadadash, Kapachatata, Chatatel, Kapai, Shasasan, Home. Okay? Top line, all the vowels. Mm-hmm. What would this be? So let's just give you some common, common ones. Ho. Mm-hmm. Ho.
So
semi-vowels and consonants.
All the consonants. Mm-hmm. All the consonants. Mm. Or the letter H.
Or the letter H.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? Right? All of the consonants or the letter H. Or the letter H. Because H stands just for H. Mm. Right? H. So you can go from here, this H, to here. Right? And that'll include all of the consonants.
And see what else?
Consonants means all of the, everything but the vowels. Because that consonants means semi-vowels, it means semi-vowels, nasals, sibilants, everything, mutes. Okay. So everything except the vowels is going to be hull, or it's just going to be hull. Okay? What about, what is young?
Semi-vowels.
Starting here. It leads out to huh, right? Ya, ba, ra, la. So yun is for semi-vowels. Shudder.
Sha-sha-sa.
Shudder. Sibilance. Old. Everything.
Everything.
It's not going to come up very often.
Old as in all.
Old as in all. Yeah.
Very nice.
Maybe that's where the English word came from.
Yeah.
Josh.
Josh. Oh, that's all the
Japanj ga dash. Soft aspirates. Ja, bunch, ja bunch, ja bha, ga, ga, dash. Those are the fourth letters, right? The soft aspirates.
Yeah.
What about jesh?
Oh, now I see.
You
why
see
those it? Nasals were in that order?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I'm going.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Soft non-aspirates, right? Where is it? Ja, ba, ga, da, dash.
Chai.
Chai.
All the first columns.
In the first column, the hard unaspirates, right? You really see that? Here's the cha in the middle here. Cha, cha, ta, ka, pa.
Cha.
See where the cha here is in the middle? Cha, cha, ta, ka, pa. So cha, cha, ta, ka, pa. If you remember your Sunday rules, we'll point this out when we're doing the Sunday rules, but if you remember like the Visarga Sunday, the Ka and the Pa group are often different, have different Sunday rules than the three, the metallical, lingual, and the dental. But all I want you to recognize here is this. Cha, ka, ta, ka, pa.
Carol, isn't ho a sibilant?
Yeah, it is.
So in shur,
it's also soft and it's dealt with differently. So you could go here. Let me take care of that for you. If you hold it, ha is often dealt with separately, not as a sibilant, but because it's soft and the sibilants are hard. But if I do this, what is it? Shul. So if I want to deal with this group, including ha, I'll use shul. If I wanted to just do the sha 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 sa. Remember that ha is also a guttural, and the gutturals and labials are often in the Sunday rules dealt with differently.
Yeah, but it's
and
like
ha is it. Soft, these are hard. Well, so you can make shul,
right.
And move that's the ushman ha now. But you can also say shur, and you can say just ho, or you can say shul,
right.
Which will include all of those. See? Let me show you something else kind of interesting. There's certain groups that there is no need for, and like for instance, these are the hard aspirates. Ka, pa, tra, ta, ta.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a pratyahara for it.
That's
no? Yeah, you can't make a pratyahara for this. You'd have to, because you have to make a pratyahara, you'd have to go all the way to the it letter. You can only say kav.
Wow.
So you're going to and these chaka tas can be used, so you'd have chav there, or chai, which includes all of the first letters. You see? Do you think you get the hang of it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this list then. There's 144 total pratyaharas, but these are the ones here in this list. These are the ones that are really put into actual usage. And so it would be a good exercise to be able to cover up the one side and, you know, once you've memorized them. But let me just make sure that you understand it, and then you can work it. So using this page 7 and referring to the Maheshwara Sutras, right, make sure that you understand which each one of these is. Like, let's do the first one. An. Ayun. Ak. Ayun relik. Relik. Ik. Did they see what it could be? Looking at the Maheshwara Sutras. Uk. Ang. Ayon. Touch all the vowels.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want you to do is not just when you're studying this, don't just rely on this. Mm. What you need to be able to do is, you have to memorize these, because it won't be any fun with doing the Panini Sutras unless you memorize them. It'll just be, it won't be fun. If you memorize them, it's just so neat, so unbelievable to get facility with this.
This is so great. This is like writing code or using math.
Yes, it's code. Yeah, for those of you who like math, I was always kind of a math person.
Yeah, and you can figure out how many combinations there can be if there are so many. It's so great.
So it's completely cool. So I think that now everybody, I think you're all
the gates of ancient times.
Yeah. So if you look on this page, 7 and 8, right? So these you can go. I want to show you, but 5 minutes. I want to show you just one sutra that we'll really be doing in depth, but just so you can appreciate the beauty of this, okay? Using the Pratyahara Sutras. Do you remember that this rule, if I just do it in a little English code, it would be any vowel except R, A, followed by a dissimilar vowel, goes to the semi-vowel. For those of you who learned from me, you probably remember this. Like, for instance, if I had the letter E, which would be any vowel except R, A, followed by a dissimilar vowel, like U, for instance, this letter would go to a Y, right? Would go to a semi, I usually say semi-vowel equivalent. So if you recall, the semi, and we'll learn through the sutras how to tell what is an equivalent. But do you remember this? Like if I had an E plus an U, it would go to U. If I had an U, if I had an U plus an A, any dissimilar vowel, it would go to Vana. If I had an R plus an E, or any dissimilar vowel, it would go to Ri. Remember this? So the equivalents would here be Ya. So these are the equivalents. So do people remember the Sunday rule? No?
Yes, against all odds, I actually do.
Okay. So this is how in English we would teach the Sunday rule to you. Any vowel except, and you might write it out. People will tell you in a different way. Any vowel plus, except excluding our A, when followed by a dissimilar vowel from itself, it will go to the semi-vowel equivalent. Semi-vowel equivalent of E is Ya, of U is Va, of Ra is Ra, and of R is. Okay. So that's how we teach it in English. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's look at it in a Panini Sutra. Okay. I'm going to erase this, right? Because this is not really the point, but here's the sutra. These are all Pratyaharas. Ikaha is going to be in the sixth case. I'll teach you the cases later, but just take my word for it now. This is first case. So ik, the pratyahara ik, and I say ikaha, that's going to be the sixth case. Yen. Yen will be the first case. And uch is the seventh case. Seventh case of uch. So literally it says, for the sixth case, in the place of ik, there is yang, when followed by uch. Seventh case means when followed by. I'm going to teach you all this right now. I just kind of want you to see it. Seventh case means when followed by. Sixth case is what is replaced. It's called the stani. The thing that is going to be worked on. And this is called the audacia. The thing, the replacement. The audacia is what replaces the stani. So in the place of ik, there is yang when followed by uch.
The first is the replace-or. The first case is the replace.
Yes, this is the thing that's going to be replaced.
And that's the first is the replace-or.
This is is the replace, the thing that this replaces. Replaces what's in the sixth case. The stani is the thing replaced. In the place of ik, there is yun when followed by an uch.
When ik is
followed by an uch, yun is replaced.
Oh, so mm-hmm. Ik is going to be the vowels, any vowels except a.
Yeah.
And then yun is, okay.
So what is it? Let's just look at kind of what I'm really trying to show you here for use of pratyaharas. And the in-depth of how these sutras works, I'll show you. But for now, let's look at the pratyaharas. What is an ik?
What is all the
simple vowels except for a.
Mm-hmm. Simple vowels except for a. Or a. I'll show you next week why that's going. So, a simple vowel plus r, a, when followed by uch, this locative means when followed by. What is uch?
Also, uch is e.
Followed by
any
vowel. Okay?
Mm.
What replaces it is going to be in the first case. What is yun?
Semi-vowel.
If you have a simple vowel except r, a, they'll deal with the diphthongs later. If you have a simple vowel except r, a, when followed by any vowel, it is replaced by the semi-vowel. There is another sutra that will tell you how to understand which semi-vowel goes to which, the semi-vowel equivalent. But do you see how they use these?
Yeah.
Right? And
so why is it saying achi instead of ach?
Achi is because when in place of an ik, there is yun when that ik is followed by uch.
No, but I mean achi as opposed to uch.
Seventh case. The seventh case, what I haven't taught you yet, and we'll learn next time, what we have to learn next time, is why these cases are, how Panini uses the cases. There's a technical use for a case.
Okay.
When the sixth case is used, that means that's the thing that's the stani that's going to be acted upon. The thing acted upon is going to be in the sixth case. The audacia, the replacement, is going to be in the first case. And we use the seventh case to say, when that stani is followed by this, if the stani is followed by this, that'll be put in the seventh case. Then yun is the replacement. So this is a language that we have to learn.
I'm going to tell you the ending.
But all I really, I hope it doesn't confuse you too much. All I wanted you to see is the use here.
No, it's really great.
So what I want you to understand, first, that these are examples of pratyaharas in use.
Yeah.
Okay? And what I'll be teaching you, among other things, next time, is the actual technical use of these cases.
Uh-huh.
The sixth case has a use. The fifth case would be preceded by the fifth case has a use. Mm-hmm. The seventh case followed by the first case as it is. And if you look on your page 9 in this handout, at the bottom that we have not done yet, it comes the page after the pratyaharas. You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Technical use. This is how she put it. I can expand on these, but anything ordained, I have to tell you what all of these mean, okay? But here are the terms that we're going to be using, and I'll teach those to you next week. Okay, but for this week, besides reviewing the Abhyantara Abhyantara Prayatna and the Bahya Prayatna, just to review, keep to you familiar with those words and get my corrected version off the site. Memorize the pratyaharas and play with them. And every time, now you have to. I used to walk around saying, Ayung Rulik, Ayung Ayal Chayavara, until you can just say it. I used to walk around saying it all the time until you just do it backwards and forwards, you should be able to do it. Right? That's how much, it has to become embodied. That's fun, it doesn't take that long, really. And then you start looking at that one that has the list that has all the major pratyaharas on it,
mm-hmm.
and see if just by seeing it you can say, semi-vowels,
mm-hmm.
you know, diphthongs, guna, vriddhi, you just know,
mm-hmm.
shudder, sibilance, shul, sibilance plus ha, jesh, you know, third, unaspirate thirds, salt, but, okay?
You said memorize pratyaharas, you mean memorize the sutras?
The Maheshwarani Sutras. You don't have to memorize the pratyaharas. That would be like an achal.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You need to recognize them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you know the sutras, you'll recognize them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then there's a few that are so common you can memorize if you want to, like Uch and Hull and Ing and all. You know. Yeah. Okay, we have to stop now. Let's just take a moment.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.